Good morning, everyone. And this is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief coming with another podcast of the Intercessory Prayer Weekend message, today being March the 5th, 2022. Whew, March. Couple of weeks, it'll be April. Then it'll be May, June, July. Wow. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day. We ask you, Jesus, to give us of our sins and touch us. We need you, Jesus Christ. We need you. We need your strength. We need your power. And we got your love. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you. We don't praise you enough. Oh, but we will. And we're just so grateful for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the day. Day we won't see again. Ask you, Jesus Christ, walk in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, touch those who need you, because all need you, Christ the Lord. And we're just thanking you, Jesus Christ, for being God. For being God. We're thanking you. We lift our hands in glory to you. And we're thanking you. Thank you for peace. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hear this a little bit. And I hope you caught that. That end is gratefulness. Surely we are grateful for what God has done. If you're not, you should be. Now, this message on this morning, I did this on the conference line, and I'll say I'm kind of gonna try to take it the same way I did it on the conference line. That before I give the name, I give the topic of it, I want it to be known I'm not talking about what people think it is when you hear the topic. It's not going to be what you think it is. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm not. I'm probably going to make some references that people going to say, well, you know, she said she's not talking about that, but this made reference to it. And the reference to it, it might make you think about that. And if that's what's on your mind, that's what's on your mind. But you see, when I talk about this message here, I'm talking about something else that I don't mind backing it up. Because the Word of God will do that. The Word of God will back it up. So if you want to call it my disclaimer, what call it what you want, or however, you call it what you please. So this message is entitled The Mandate. Yeah, The Mandate. I want to use Deuteronomy 11:1 as it reads thus wise. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. Well, why did I pick words of such? I picked this word because hearing so much about this word and hearing so much about it. And I'm just a person of words. And that's why I'm a therapist and a person of words. And I listen to words, and sometimes words can be disturbing. Yeah, they are. Some words can be very, very disturbing, but I've learned as time go by, you know, even disturbing words, you know what? They have meaning. Yeah, they do. They have meaning. And you can also learn something from disturbing words. And I did. So I learned something from this word that did have me disturbed. It did. And so I learned a little something from it. And what I tend to do is when those things happen, I tend to kind of go, I look in the dictionary. Yeah, I do. And, you know, I listen out and then I kind of try to do some more researching as need be possible. And then also too, I'll jump in and try to give a scripture. Yeah, I do. And want to do that. That's my job. I'm faith-based. So I want to make sure I bring in a scripture. And so I go into my little research mode and I this word here I came up with. And when I came up with it and knowing that it was a disturbing word to me, it also came back at me. Well, hold up, Lorenda, hold up. That this word also had some, as I said, some meaning to it, and it had some thought to it, and it had some revelation to it. And I was like, okay, so then I heard it again, and then it was like, yeah, it did. So I chose the word, and I'm going to talk about a little bit the mandate. I looked in the dictionary, got a word definition, the official order or commission to do something. And when I thought about that and thought about that official order of commission to do something, it made me think of the Lord. And it made me think of the Lord and how we as believers have a commission. We have a work to do. And guess what? It's also an official order too. And it's an official order that I tell you that there's a lot in that official order. But it is official. And it's something we are to do. And when we do it, but there comes such a joy in it. Of doing it and knowing him. So in talking about this mandate here, I want to talk about letting it be known, first of all, that Christians, believers, the brethren, we got a mandate too. We do. We got a mandate too. Let me help you see it. The mandate, when that scripture, the keeping the charge, that's a mandate. A charge is a mandate of something to be done, that you're being given the official notice, the charge of that, keeping his charge. And also in thinking of those statues, just thinking about those statues. And when I saw a little something, I saw some words someplace, and it just struck me with the statue piece and how that is kind of like in a sense of saying, cut into it. Get to the bottom of it. Set it in stone, so to speak. It made me think of that. It made me think of that in a sense with mandates and that charge in that mandate. It's like get in there, like the word of God can do it. Just like the word of God being quick and sharp, you know, and we knowing that, and it's like stick to it. The word of God is stick to it. It works. So, and we should keep it. So that mandate, this is the mandate here. This mandate over here, it's the mandate that I'm going to talk about. I got excited when I was talking to the conference line about it. This mandate here is the mandate that you want. This is the one that you want. Being that I'm a faith-based counselor and I desire to see people come to the Lord, to come to that saving knowledge of Christ, and I hope that people that I deal with, people I associate with, connect with, track to, I hope that they want the same thing, you know, and hoping that they're seeing me as a vice versa, so to speak. But you know, when we're talking about this mandate here, here, I tell you, now this is the mandate that you want. This is the mandate that you need. This is the mandate that's going to stand. This is the mandate that's going to be. This is the mandate that ain't going to stop. This is the mandate that's going to roll on out. This is the mandate here that's going to take control. This is the mandate that's going to speak it all. This is the mandate right here. That's the answer to the questions. This is the mandate. This one right here. Now, one thing about this mandate here, oh yeah, is that, you know, just like with mandates, you know, you're given a choice, okay? But this mandate here got one too. So here's a little message for you in reference to this, 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Those past things, that succor, that pad on past things. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, you know, in this mandate, you're being told something. You're being told something in this mandate about time and it right now. You're being told something right now and about what's going on right now, that this is a time to get it together. And this is a time to get it together in your heart. You know, really get to know the Lord. And you're being told that. So in this mandate, you see, you got a choice about that too. You do. You got a choice. You got a choice about that, but you're being given a message. You're being given a message about that mandate that right here and about now. And you're being given that message that you think about it. You know, oh, watch your choices, because you know what? Tomorrow is not promised. Oh, yeah. So we need to think about that. We need to look at that, because now you're being given that message and that mandate. And with some mandates, of course, okay, oh, yeah. Some mandates, you know, well, you can do it tomorrow. Well, you better think about it real good. This is one right here. This is one right here you better think about, because this is the mandate right here that's going to stand. This is the one that you need. This is the one you really want to put some thoughts into something. You better put it in this one. But you're being given a message and a time accepted. And you know what? Your time right now. Your time right now. Not tomorrow. Not 5 minutes from now. Right now. Right now. Right now. And sometimes, you know, because you can't see the before, but right now. And how we use that time. And how we use that time is important. And yeah, and this is a mandate. You need to be on time with this one. Mm-hmm. And you will. Because this mandate right here is life. This mandate right here says something about life. Phew. Choosing God's mandate. there's a promise with that mandate. This wonderful, great with it. And but let me tell you something with this mandate over here. This is a mandate over here that you cannot, I will tell you, that you cannot, you will not, you cannot accept this with just your common brains, okay? You cannot accept this with just your sense, okay? Because you ain't gonna get it, okay? Tell you right now, you're not gonna get it. You're gonna all the craziness and all of that, you're not going to get it. You got to come into a certain kind of mindset with this mandate. You got to come into this one, because we serve a wise God that knows all things. So you know what? You ain't gonna just walk in it with your fleshly mind, with your just anything self and your carnal self. It's not gonna happen like that. Not with this mandate here. This mandate has some conditions on it. And so you're not just gonna just go in with your natural self thinking that you got it. No, you don't. It ain't gonna happen. So with this, looking at John 3:16, common scripture, everybody know it, you hear it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This mandate says something. This mandate says that I looked at that ending verse, that but have eternal life. Now let me tell you something. This mandate here, that's the part you want. That's the part that you want in this mandate. Yeah. And the one who gave the mandate don't want you to perish. Don't want you to perish. But some people, the mandate you better. You better or you better. They put it to you in such a way that, oh, but they put it to you in such a way that something should happen to you. Guess what? But if you don't know this one, if you don't know this mandate, if you don't know this one, you're going to have some problems anyway. You're going to have some problems. And God's mandate, once you understand it, you want to follow it. His mandate reveals. Oh, yeah. See, his mandates, his mandates reveal. That's why I love that John 10 and 10. I love it. That John 10 and 10, because he reveals, he tells you something. He tells you something right there. The thief cometh not but forth to steal, kill, and destroy. He telling you that if you don't follow this, look who running at. Boy, I tell you, look who running at. And telling you what's going on. But letting you know on the flip side, the other side, there's another way, like eternal life. But what he came for. What the mandate came for, what the mandate came for, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's the mandate that you want. Not this other garbage. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Not at all. This is the one. This is the one that you push for. This is the one that you want. This is the one that you need. This one right here. This is the one that will get you where you need to be. This is the one that works. This is the one that works. This is the one that you ain't got to worry about being lied to. Not. This is the one that says it all. This is the one that's the answer. This is the one that don't have no adverse effects. This is the one that says, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. This is the one right here. This is the one that raises Lazarus from the dead. This is the one. This is the mandate. This is the word of that hour, the mandate over here. This is it. This is the mandate that you want to follow. This is the one. Not all this other nonsense. This is you, the mandate. This is the one you follow. This is the one to go after. This is the one to tell everybody, get it. This is the one. And I wanted to leave shortness on this message. Because, you know, I think people, when the first thing they hear that mandate word, they cut it right off. But I personally, that do what you got to do. But I'm going to say with this part of this message here, let me leave this with you. And I can make this and make more time of this alone with the mandate. Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Atshata. And I tell you, the mandate. The mandate. This mandate is good. Thinking about that, we got a shortage going around. There's a shortage going around. There's a shortage with the food stuff. I'm going to use that one. The shortage of the food situation. Oh, yeah. And with this mandate here, oh, he is so good. That's just how good he is. That in his mandate, he'll feed you. He will feed you. He will feed you. That's how good he is. But you know what? He said something. And think about this with the food shortage, because it's gonna have its measurements too. It's gonna have its saying too. And that is, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh yeah. And guess what? That mandate right there, it stands, okay? That mandate stands right there. That's why with the word of God, at the mandate, there you got it. Now you got it. You want it. There it is right there. The mandate and who it's talking about, that is what you want. Jesus, oh, Sadamaha, that's what you want. This mandate right here, oh, taste and see that he is good. If you don't know him and you're listening to this, I pray that you get to know him. I pray that you get to know that you follow this mandate over here. Because this is the mandate that's going to keep ya. This is the mandate that's going to be. This is the mandate that works. This is the mandate that speaks. This is the mandate of life. Thank you, Lord. This is it. This is it. This is it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Wow. Woo-hoo. Wow. Blessed is the man. Did you see the word? It was, oh, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Talking about the mandate. Talking about the mandate. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Let me ask you, are you thinking about this? Are you thinking about this right here? If you trust Jesus, this is the best mandate you can be under. This is the mandate that you want. This is the mandate to go after. This is the mandate to tell your mama, your brother, your sister, your brother, tell anybody, tell everybody, tell the dog, tell them all. This is the mandate right here. This is the one that's gonna get you. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's gonna work. This is the one that's guaranteed. Jesus. This is the one that's guaranteed. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. That trusteth in him. Him. Trust in him on today. Trust in him. Boop, I'll be back. The Anchor. The Anchor app. Anchor FM. Been on the Anchor for about 4 to 5 years now. Anchor gives good service. Anchor wants you to give them a try. You know, I see all these different podcasts, but I come on back to Anchor because I found that Anchor takes you places, and Anchor, they have a Facebook group too. It's very good. They answer your questions about things, and the little things that I've had about Anchor, they came back with efficiency, time effective. So that says a lot for me when I'm talking about the Anchor app. I hope they stand. I do. They're good. Give Anchor a try on today. Let them be your podcaster. I tell people about Anchor. And you can even be monetized too. Get on the Anchor today. Where you see that beautiful purple and you see them that squiggly line. Used to be a sailing sign. I missed that sailing sign. But it's a squiggly sign now. But it's still Anchor. Anchor.fm. Get on the Anchor app today and check it out. I feel like I can tell you, you're going to have a good experience. Get on the Anchor. I'm back. I'm telling you, all as I ended, the mandate. I said a lot about this mandate in just that little short of time. But I'm going to tell you, this is the mandate that you want. This is the mandate that you want. This is the mandate that you need. If you don't know Jesus on today, I encourage you to go after this mandate. You will not be sorry on this one. He's just that good. And you know, we heard that scripture that blessed is the man that trusted in him. Glory be to God. Blessings. Blessings. Oh, this is the mandate I like. Oh, this I can go for this one. This one I can go for. Like I said, people gonna see it the way they wanna see it. But this one, I can talk about. This one is the one. Get this mandate. You have a blessed. You have a peaceful. And you have a safe remaining of the day. Safe remaining of the weekend. Amen, amen, and amen. In Jesus' name, amen. The mandate.